Government looking into the possibility of reopening the Marsden Point oil refinery. It was decommissioned, of course, a couple of years back, became an import-only terminal. So what chance it actually happens? The Associate Energy Minister, Shane Jones, with us. Morning.
G'day. Morning,
they,
folks.
They say billions to do it and a workforce that's moved on. Is that your understanding or is that a company making it up?
The Seed Energy Company and also Channel, who currently own the establishment, naturally wouldn't be supportive of us because it was a unwise decision that was taken by Megan Woods to acquiesce with the closure of the joint anyway.
It's important to point out it was a private company. Your argument was she could have, should have done something more than she did.
Well, we certainly could have, but it depends whether or not you place much accent on fuel resilience. The reality is, Mike, we use probably about 20-odd million litres a day, 46 million, I think, barrels a year. And the investigation into Marsden Point Refinery is a small part of a fuel resilience strategy, which I'm drawing up at the moment. In fairness to the last crowd, after the refinery closed down, they did put a bit of effort into resilience, and it just comes down to who's going to pay the $80 million a year in order to boost the amount of oil we've got on shore.
Which is a good point you make. If you can't reopen Marsden, can we have a resilience program that actually works?
I think we can. Naturally, the oil industry will want you and I as taxpayers to pay for it, but there's a social license matter in New Zealand. We want to go from 17 to 21 days. Some people want us to go 40-odd days, and I'm told that that could add up to $80-odd million a year. Zed previously said it would be $300 million for them to increase their storage capacity. Look, there are models around. The Crown's looking at it, but I think Kiwis, just as they are prepared to continue to use coal and gas to keep the lights on, they want the cars turning over, and that's really what I'm doing, and as a part of it is investigating, okay, if we don't have that refinery capacity, what would it cost to establish it? I know it'll be billions of dollars, or is there an alternative? But I want to say one thing before we wind up. We've got to get over this dramatization and catastrophization that New Zealand suddenly is going to abandon hydrocarbon fuels. We're going to need gas, we're going to need coal to keep the lights on until we've got enough renewable energy. When you go home, and for those of us who don't use electric cars, we are going to rely continually on the 46 million odd barrels of oil a day. And anyway, I'm very much, mate, a politician who's not into all of this filigree from the Green Movement. And my saying is, I'll have coal before the dole.
I watch you in the House saying exactly the same thing. But the interesting thing is the Saudi Aramco guy just this week said exactly that, that most of the investment, 3%, is renewable globally, 4% is EVs, and the developing world, where 5% of the investment is 85% of the population. So there will need to be more oil and more gas, and that's just simply the reality of the modern world. Let me ask you this before we go. Is there a number that you have in mind for Marsden? So in other words, if it comes back and it is several billion, do we flag it, or is there a number you've got that you could do it?
No, look, we're living at a time where ministers are looking for 50-cent pieces down the back of the sofa to ensure that the sales of the state are trimmed correctly. So I don't want to pluck a number out of the air, but I want everyone to know that fuel resilience is going to cost. If you want between 28 and 40 days worth of oil stored in New Zealand, someone's going to pay for it. At this stage, I'm not of the view that the taxpayer should pay for it, and a part of that is investigating whether or not we should have a crack at putting refinery back in New Zealand, but only if it's affordable.
Good stuff. You have a good day. Appreciate it very much. Shane Jones, Associate Energy Minister.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.